Welcome to the Solid Ground Podcast, where each conversation takes you from uncertainty to stability. Join us as we explore the journey from shaky ground to solid ground. Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of the Solid Ground Podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Casey, and I'm so happy that you decided to tune in to the beginning of what I hope will be just an amazing season of all of us going from shaky ground to solid ground. And I'm going to explain a bit about how we even got to this point, me sitting on this couch with this beautiful setup and talking to you guys. But kind of thought, you know what, hey, let me start by introducing myself if you don't know me. So if you've never heard of me before or some person sent you this link and said, hey, tune into this. My name is Natasha. My name is Natasha KC. K stands for my middle name and C stands for my last name, which if you have the privilege of knowing, then you know. But you might find out. You know, as we get closer in this season, you'll probably find out. I'm 27 years old. I live in Canada and originally from Zimbabwe. Where my Zim people at? It's probably like three of y'all that are going to see this. But yeah, I'm a proud Zimbabwean and I was born there but raised in Canada and, you know, moved around a couple times in Canada and found myself in Ottawa where, you know, the last 14, 15 years of my life, what God has done within me in this city is just, if I'm honestly speaking, I think I'm very much so in awe of what God has done in my life, you know, in these last couple of years in Ottawa. What do? I am a pastor at my home church, Campus Rush Global, under the leadership of Pastor Kofi. If you guys know Pastor Kofi, you know he's the most amazing leader, the most amazing pastor. And Campus Rush has been a huge part of what has shaped the person that I am today, you know, what has caused me to even be able to get to a point where I have accepted my calling, as difficult, you know, as it was. And I'm sure we're going to get that into all these episodes. We're going to get into that. Outside of ministry, being the community life pastor specifically at Campus Rush, I am an entrepreneur. I love business. Really what it is I love anything that's going to put me in a position where I can get the things I want and bless the people around me. And obviously so into God's work, which I believe is a huge part of my calling. So I love business. And yeah, I think I just take pride in being able to be creative. And being able to discover the different gifts, the different talents, the different ideas that God gives me, and just kind of bringing them out. I think a lot of my friends would describe me as emotional. They definitely would describe me as emotional. And it sounds like a bad thing. I definitely used to think that it was a horrible thing. Sometimes I still do, if we're being very honest, but I think it's kind of my superpower. And I know we'll get into, you know, emotions and healing and your heart and all of that, which is very, very important. But I like to think I'm funny. I think I'm definitely funny. Okay, the whole production crew is looking at me crazy, so I guess I'm not funny. I guess I'm not funny, but yeah, I think to summarize it, I'm just Tosh. Like, you know, I think when I encounter people, you know, there's obviously a lot of things that I do, and I just hope that when people meet me, they just like, yo, this is Tosh. You know what I mean? This is sis. This is my sister. I really love connecting with people. I'm passionate about just having meaningful conversations with people that, you know, where the both of us are edified. And I think that's where, you know, this podcast really came about, is I do have a passion for having the difficult conversations, the important conversations, and, you know, by the end of the conversation, leaving empowered, leaving like, okay, I got something that I needed. And I just kind of wanted to create that platform where, you know, all of us can go from shaky ground to solid ground. And if you're asking what does that even mean, I think how I came about just the name Solid Ground for this podcast, initially it was going to be called the Natasha KC Show, because I think that's cool. You know what I mean? It's marketable. You could do a lot with that. You're not really limited. And I think that was just me trying to maybe run for what God actually intended for this podcast. Because I feel like solid ground just feels heavy. It feels like, ooh. You know, whereas Natasha KC, it's giving we could sit, we could talk, what's up? Which would still be the case, but I definitely truly believe that God has a specific thing that he wants to do to everyone that watches any of these episodes, right? And before I get into my definition of solid ground, I kind of asked a couple people on my Instagram a couple weeks ago what solid ground meant to them. And I kind of want to share that with you guys. And in the comments, you can type what it means to you. One person said, a set foundation that ain't moving nowhere. Facts. Someone else said, being planted in Christ and unshakable at all times. Someone else said, stability and strength, firm foundation. Someone said, Jesus. We gonna learn that that is the only solid ground you can actually have. Someone else said, stable and secure. Someone said, God making sure I'm on 10 toes. And what else? There's one that I really, really love. Oh, my sister actually, she wrote, she said, creating the necessary boundaries with people in my life to maintain peace and joy. Part of solid ground is you gotta create it. And what does creating a solid ground for yourself look like? What does creating a solid ground where you can build everything else that you have to do, everything else that you have to be? Part of that is creating that solid ground, which we're gonna get into today. But if you guys don't mind, let's open up our Bibles to Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. And it reads, anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain came in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teachings and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rain and the floods came, and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Ouch. So when God impressed on my spirit to start this podcast and I finally obeyed and decided to go ahead and do it, this was the first scriptures he kind of gave me. And basically it's just talking about, it's giving you two perspectives. One person who builds their house on a rock, on a solid rock, and someone else who builds their house on sand, right? And there's very clear things that God told me about myself in preparation for this is that, for me personally, the first verse says, anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. And through my life stories and God showed me multiple times where I didn't listen and I didn't follow. And part of having a solid rock, part of having a solid foundation is one, listening to the voice of God and not just listening, but then following, right? And what does that look like? I can only tell you what it looked like for me. For the longest time, God was so clear. When I say so clear, like clear about what it is that he wanted to do with me, what it is that he wanted to do within me. And I would listen because I can hear. He's like, hey, Tosh, I'm calling you to do this. I'm calling you to, you know, it even sounds scary to say sometimes, but, you know, I'm calling you to impact, you know, women, to do this, to do that. And it sounded scary. So I would hear these things and be like, yeah, amen. It sounds good, but I wouldn't necessarily follow. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, obey God when he'd tell me, okay, do this, okay, do that, right? One good example is I have a group called Femme Noire where, you know, we do certain events, and one of the most specific events is called From the Ground Up, actually, which kind of brought about this whole podcast. And the whole goal is to bring women together to literally have meaningful conversations about how to build yourself from the ground up, whether it's in career, whether it's in business or just yourself. There's a lot of work that we have to put into ourselves, into building ourselves to be able to, you know, show up as the businesswoman, show up as the mother that we're called to be, show up as the pastor that we're called to be, whatever it is. And for years, I was just like, yeah, no. And then eventually I did one event and it went well. And I'm telling you, it wasn't the planning. It wasn't, you know, the fact that I know what to say or that I'm gifted or even that the team was gifted. They are, you know what I mean? But it was very evident that God had an agenda and he just did what he wanted to do. And after that event, I got very clear instructions to, you know, okay, keep pushing, keep building, keep doing this, is that, and the third. And what did I do? I didn't do it for like a good 2 years. I kept hearing God giving me instructions, and I'd find every reason and every excuse to not do it, right? And it seems not damaging because it's like, okay, don't do the event. But what I realized is that when God asks you to do something, there's always a reward attached to your yes. And I realized there was so much delay in my personal life just because I wasn't following the timing and the path that God wanted me to be on. Anyways, to summarize, I finally obeyed. We thank God for his mercy and grace because, child, I be stubborn sometimes. And I know I'm not the only one, so don't be like, she's stubborn. I know I'm not the only one. But honestly, I'm truly grateful for God's mercy and grace because at any point, I feel like God could just be like, hey, you know what? You're not serious. And the truth is sometimes I wasn't serious. Sometimes we're not serious. But I finally got to that point where I obeyed God. And by God's grace, we did that event in March of this year. And this is when I realized that it is so, so important to listen to the voice of God, to follow and to obey. And that that is the only way that you can possibly be on solid ground. Because the moment that happened, it's almost like I had checked off, you know, something that God asked me to do, and a whole new level, I'd say, kind of opened up to me. I don't know if you guys have ever felt like that, where it's like, for example, the feeling of just finishing school, where it's like, oh, okay, I've done it, and then now you can finally move on to the next step. You can finally now ascend into the other areas. You can finally now fully focus on your career. You can do something else. And that's kind of how it felt. And from there were so many more open doors that God just brought my way. And I realized the power of obedience and how obedience is a huge part of us being able to just build our own solid ground, right? There's no solid ground if you're not in the path of God. It just doesn't exist. And that's kind of the foundation that I want to set going into this is solid ground is being in the will of God. Is Christ being your firm foundation. It's you being where he wants you to be, no matter how uncomfortable, no matter how difficult. And I feel like sometimes we feel like solid ground means a space to be in where there's no issues and there's no problems and there's no trials and tribulations or difficulties, and that's not the case. You know what I mean? There's times where, you know, solid ground feels very much shaky because there's so much going on, but that's the importance of just being in the will of God, is that as long as you are in the will of God, you will be like a house built on solid rock, right? And further in that scripture in Matthew, it talks about what happens in the opposite. It says, when you hear and you don't obey, it's foolish. You will collapse like a mighty crash. And I don't know about y'all, but I've been there way too many times. Way too many times. And at some point, I think I would blame God because I would be like, why do certain things keep happening? Why, you know, why am I not getting to this space where I feel like, okay, I've arrived. You know what I mean? I feel like I've done what I needed to do. You know, go to church, I do the right things, you know what I mean? I don't be doing certain things, whatever the case may be. But he literally told me, he's like, listen, when you hear and you don't obey, it's foolish. And I came to the sad reality that I am foolish. I am foolish. And sometimes foolishness is thinking that my wisdom is better than God's wisdom. Like, have you ever been like that where you feel like, God, like, I know what I'm doing. you know, I know it's not time for me to do this, or, you know, in my case, why me? Like, you could pick anybody else to do it. You know what I mean? That's me thinking I'm wise, thinking I know what's best. And in reality, that is absolutely foolish, you know? So whenever I would have these mighty collapse, mighty crash, as the Bible would call it, you know, I'd find myself blaming God until I came to realization that maybe I'm the issue. Maybe I'm the issue. So if you've heard nothing today thus far, you are the problem. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Am I though? I'm kidding. Okay, no. Let me stop. No, guys, you're not the problem. Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to listen to this and be like, oh my gosh, I'm foolish. And no. There is hope. There is hope. I've been there too. But sometimes we are the problem. Sometimes we really, really are. And it takes putting in the hard work to get to that point where it's like, okay, you know what? I recognize that I have to do the work. I recognize that this isn't on God to move mountains for me, which he will do. But it's on me to, okay, what instruction has God given me that I haven't obeyed? What step has God told me to take that I just, thinking I'm wise, decided not to listen, decided not to obey? And I got tired of the mighty collapses. I got tired of the mighty collapses in my friendships, in my relationships, in even just making certain mistakes in ministry or in family, whatever it is. I kind of got tired of that cycle, and God is still working on me, but I think he has taken me through a journey where I'm constantly learning how to find solid ground, how to find peace, how to remain firm, how to remain planted, how to remain solid, you know, in every sphere of life, because all of it matters. Your friendships matter, your relationship with God, your personal relationship with God, it matters, you know, your church community, your finances, your business, absolutely everything matters, and God cares about it all. And I think when you get to the point where you're tired of those cycles, you kind of have to be willing to do the work. And that's what I want to discuss in this couple next episodes. We're going to have some amazing guests that are knowledgeable in their fields or whatever topic that we're going to be talking about. And my hope for everyone that's going to be watching this is very, very simple. And, you know, God is at the center of this all. So we're going to go back into the word for exactly what the hope that I have for everyone that's going to tune in, even for myself. And it's from Psalms 40, verse 1-3. And it says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. I absolutely love this verse because a lot of times we have a part to play, yes, in getting to that place of being on solid rock. But God himself is the one who sets your feet on solid ground. And he himself will steady you as you walk along. And that's my prayer, that in these conversations, that through every bit of knowledge, through every bit of story shared, that you're getting closer and closer and closer to having your feet set on solid ground. And what I love about this is at the end is it says, he has given me a new song, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. I think it's a beautiful thing when God does something in your life, and then those around you that see it are amazed. I think that's the evidence of the move of God. You know what I mean? Because it ends with people putting their trust in the Lord, right? And that's always been the prayer, you know, as God called me to ministry. I ran away from it for a long time because I'm like, one, why me? You know, but we've accepted that. And, you know, now I'm like, if it's me, then let's go, God. Like, let's go. What demons do we need to slay? What principality do we need to... Let's go. But I think it's a beautiful thing when you know that God has done the work in you, but then those around you and those that you encounter on a daily in your workplace, wherever it might be, see and are amazed by what has happened in you, and because of that, put their trust in God, right? There's some times where people can see what God has done in you, or see the transformation, see the elevation, and you know, it's like, oh, I'm happy for you, that's great. But there's a difference when God does something and people put their trust in God, right? Wherever God sets your feet, the result should be people being turned back to God, being like, okay, you know what, I see what God has done in your life. Now my faith in God has increased, my trust in God has increased. And that is my hope for everyone that will tune into any episode. That is even the hope for myself, that I'm like, God, as I'm, you know, taking out this step out of obedience to just do what you want me to do, may they see what you are doing, God, not what I'm doing, but may they see what you are doing and be amazed and put their trust in you. So as we go into this season, I'm putting my trust in God, because I know I can't. There's nothing that I can do without his grace, without his mercy. And my hope is that you as well will listen to every episode being like, okay, God, set my feet on solid ground and help me to put my trust in you even more. Help me to see you even more. Help me to listen and to follow and to obey even more, because I truly believe that there is an amazing work that God wants to do in each and every one of us. And it's going to require the tough conversations and the hard work. And that is really my hope. I hope that I made sense. I hope that, you know, my heart was communicated, and that even in this conversation, you're like, okay, you know what? I want to hop on this journey of going from shaky ground to solid ground. And I want to give God a chance to see what he can do in me. You know what I mean? I want to put God to the test. I mean, sometimes you have to be like, okay, God, like, I have nothing. I'm going to put you to the test. What can you do with me? I'm yielded. I'm open. I'm listening. I'm obedient. What can you do with me? And you'll always see that God will give you a new song. God will give you a new song, even in the midst of trials or whatever the case may be. As I'm sitting here right now, there's some things that have me in tears. In absolute tears. But my song right now is one of joy, is one of peace, is one of just gratitude towards God, because I know that he has set my feet on solid ground. And that is my prayer, that is my hope, that is my heart concerning this podcast, concerning what I want God to do in your life. And I just hope that you'll stick around for the journey. It's gonna be a good one. I truly believe that. And make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and let's get grounded together. Let's go from shaky ground to solid ground. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into this very first episode of Solid Ground. I hope that today's conversation helped you find even just a little bit of stability. And I hope that you'll join me on this journey of going from shaky grounds to solid ground. But until next week's episode, stay grounded.